Friday was the last day of the regular legislative session, also known as first adjournment. All week, conference committees met and negotiated the details of legislation, including the budget and a tax package. But how will their efforts impact you, and did they do enough to really impact spending in Topeka? With us now to answer those questions is Elizabeth Patton with Americans for Prosperity. Elizabeth, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Renee. I appreciate having me on tonight.
Well, I've seen you all week to the wee hours of the morning, and so late Saturday night, and with little to no help from Laura Kelly, the legislature came together to send a very clear message. Kansans deserve tax relief. The plan that passed unanimously in the House and with bipartisan support in the Senate, there's significant property tax relief. It increases the residential exemption on the state's 20 mil property tax rate from $42,000 to $100,000 and lowers the rate to 19.5 mils. It eliminates the tax on Social Security. It implements a simpler and more competitive dual rate income tax bracket. And it eliminates the bottom bracket altogether, takes the middle to 5.15% and the top rate to 5.55%. There's also significant income tax relief with an increase of the personal income exemption to $7,000 for single filers and $14,000 for joint, and takes the food sales tax to zero on July 1st. Elizabeth, are you happy with the plan that passed?
You know, I was, and obviously everybody knows we've been fighting so hard for a single rate for a long time, largely because we want to see Kansas be more competitive, and we want to see every single Kansan get a pay raise because there are, there's almost now $4 billion in excess, not including our rainy day fund. So we've been wanting to try to get that money back to Kansans. And we ultimately think this is a really strong first step towards significant income tax reform for our state to make us more competitive with our neighbors. We were really proud of the work the legislature did. And I know it was a long night, but after everything and all the back and forth, I think it's a great package. And you saw, as you know, it was bipartisan in the Senate and unanimous in the House. And gosh, Laura Kelly really ought to sign this bill.
Well, we're hearing she may, but nothing for certain yet. And speaking of the governor, she wanted to continue to grow state government with a 13% increase in her budget recommendation. The legislature cut that recommendation, but are still spending more in 2024 and 25. Are you at all concerned about the trend of continued increased spending in Topeka?
Absolutely, we are. We have seen the state budget grow, and if you look at over the last 10 to 12 years, it's grown about 60%. And last year, we came out with a report that found a little over $800 million of, honestly, what we would define as truly excess, places in the Kansas budget where if it all went away tomorrow, that's almost $1 billion. And if it went away tomorrow, there would be zero interruption in the way the state operates. No one would even notice. And these are things like positions that haven't been filled in years, programs that aren't being utilized, things like that. And I am concerned. And as the budget keeps growing well beyond, you know, inflation or cost of living type of rates, you know, we want to make sure that we have fiscal sanity in the state, and we hope that future legislatures, probably maybe with the help of a different governor who doesn't just like spending everyone's money all the time, can restore maybe some more balance to the way that we do our budgeting, maybe something like a structural balance budgeting program or something that gives performance-based budgeting a little more teeth.
Elizabeth, I don't want to distract you, so if you're driving, drive carefully, okay? But I have to cut in, and I'm gonna cut in so Renee doesn't have to ask about this, because I don't want to diminish the good work that they did on the tax cuts. Sure. I'm like you; I was hoping for a flat cut tax, and we're all glad to see Topeka cutting taxes. But you know, they've got a near $4 billion surplus, and the legislature devoted, you know, barely 10% of it to cutting taxes. And I guess part of the problem is, well, I think all the problem is, who's on the second floor. And I guess my question is that really what the problem here is? Because if Derek Schmidt or Chris Kobach or Wink Hartman or anybody with an R behind their name were there, we'd have a bigger tax cut, really. I guess that's what I'm coming to the point here is if we wouldn't have a $4 billion surplus, we'd have a bigger tax cut if Laura Kelly wasn't on the second floor. Is that really where we're at?
Yeah, I believe so, because that surplus, honestly, if Laura Kelly, the balance is good, right? If she had her way, we wouldn't have a surplus because she would have spent it all. But if we had somebody else on the second floor, I think we wouldn't have as big of a surplus because that would have been returned to the taxpayers. I mean, it's our money. It doesn't need to just be sitting in Topeka. But at the same time, what has passed is, within all of that, you want it to be responsible and sustainable. And I think we see that in what just passed. And I do think there's room. I think what we'll see and what we've seen in other states is that we'll see more economic benefit, and we'll see this continue to be a good thing for our state, a good thing for our economy. And we're excited. We called it in our statement. We were very pleased with what passed, but we called it step one on the Prosperity Express. And, of course, that's what we've been working on all year is talking about the Prosperity Express. And part of that is probably in the future, more income tax cuts, but also smarter budgeting and more efficient use of the way that we budget our tax dollars.
That's absolutely a great way to put it. This is not the end. This is just the beginning. Elizabeth, I don't know if you're aware, but Kansas was given a D rating as one of the least tax-friendly states in the U.S. in a recent nationwide study. Governor Kelly has vetoed more than 25 tax cuts since she was first elected. Any guess as to whether this one will be tax veto number 26?
I sure hope not. There's no telling at this point. I know she, the rumor is she didn't like it because it was a little bit more expensive than she wanted, but only about $25 million, which in the grand scheme of things is not enough to warrant a veto. And I think if she vetoes it, then as we already know, I think it just demonstrates that she is just unserious and uncommitted to providing tax relief, and she just wants to keep it to spend. So I'm hopeful that it is not number 26, but if it is, we remain committed to trying to override that veto so that Kansans get their money back.
More of that middle-of-the-road governing from the governor.
No kidding.
Well, despite what the governor says, the facts are the Kansas economy continues to struggle. Isn't that correct? And what are your thoughts on that, Elizabeth?
That is correct. We're actually, I think, below number 38. At one point, we were 38, and now we're even lower for the amount of wage and income growth in the country and with our overall job growth. And what we've seen is Laura Kelly is growing government, not the private sector, which is not really like our economy, genuinely. She's not really growing jobs. She's trying to grow government and say that that's growing the economy, which is, we all know, not the same thing. And you're right. We do get a D because of our tax structure. All the states around us have income taxes that are in the 4% and below, some of them well on their way to zero. And when you look at that and you want our state to be a place where people can, and not just people, but people and businesses both, look at our state and say, I want to move there and invest and create jobs, or I want to move there and live and work. Like, we want to be a place where people can thrive and serve, not just survive, but thrive. So we need to keep working on that, and we can get there. Kansas is actually one of the only second to Alaska. So in the contiguous United States, excuse me, Sunday night I'm driving because I misscheduled myself. Apologies. But we are the second most governed state in the entire United States. And that means per capita, we have more government per capita than anyone else in the United States except Alaska. That is not great. That's not a good thing. And there is so much room for us to be better and trade that for private sector. And we're confident with the right policies in place, that's where Kansas can get, and we can be a much more successful place.
Well, you're preaching to the choir here. And once again, we're visiting with Elizabeth Patton from Americans for Prosperity Kansas. So, Elizabeth, not only here in Kansas, but the White House has been bragging about progress under Bidenomics. But if you look at the numbers, is there really anything at all to brag about?
There's really not. In fact, we have pulled some numbers, and every American household on average is spending about $11,400 more every year than they did just to maintain their same standard of living than they did the day that Joe Biden took office. So since Joe Biden's been president, it is costing Americans over $11,000 more a year just to come up to be the same as they were before. And that is a travesty. And on top of that, it's even worse because it doesn't have to be that way. And that's because of his policies that, again, are just like Laura Kelly's, and for that matter, J.B. Pritzker, who's one of the biggest donors to the Middle of the Road PAC. It's big government. It's more spending. It's more waste. It's more control over our everyday lives. And that's not creating a strong economy. It's the opposite of that, and it's costing Americans more every day.
Yeah, just the opposite of what we know works. And I appreciate you and all that your organization does to fight against this. And Elizabeth, we appreciate you joining us. And if folks want more information, they can find you on X at AFP Kansas and online at afpkansas.org, correct?
Absolutely. You can also follow us on Instagram or on Facebook. We update all of those social media platforms as well as online. Stay in touch, find out what we're following, what we're doing, and we'd love to have anybody join us. We have an upcoming event in Wichita this Thursday, the 11th. So take a look at our website for that information with Todd Starnes. And also, we've got things going on all over the state all the time. So if anyone wants to get involved, look us up. We have fun.
Well, drive carefully, and thank you again for taking the time to visit with us tonight, Elizabeth. Talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye.